Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The second baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gus Niearhas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marv Grissom. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Marv Grissom. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Filley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Lauren Babe. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to second. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost strikes out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Filley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Filley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Niearhas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a fly ball into right field. Filley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pearsall scores. Baker moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray strikes out. One out. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joost moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Umflett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly who is chasing the ball. Umflett reaches third base with a triple. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas is 0-for-1 in the game. Niearhas hits a line drive into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Umflett scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Marv Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 0-for-1 in the game. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kellner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Niarha settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0-for-1 in the game. Babe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Babe reaches second base with a double. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Red Sox. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Babe scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kellner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Kellner reaches second base with a double. Murray moves to third. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Niarhas for a passed ball. Murray scores. Kellner moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baker moves to third. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-2 in the game. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Umflett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Umflett. The throw from Murray and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to home to get Umflett. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bowling. The throw from Murray and he is out, Suter applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Babe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Babe for the out. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-2 in the game. McGee hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Niearhas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 0-for-2 in the game. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kellner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. Joost strikes out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Niearhas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell strikes out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee. Gurnett reaches second base with a double. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-3 in the game. Zernial hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Babe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-3 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Babe moves to second. Willard Nixon now pitching. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Umflett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sammy White pinch hits for Milt Bowling. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Del Wilbur pinch hits for Gus Niearhas. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur takes first base on ball four. Billy Consolo pinch runs for Del Wilbur. Johnny Lapon pinch hits for Willard Nixon. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.